And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Maxa, and Corey Standin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We have a fun show today. Robbie Ann is in the house from AFCO. We are going to be talking all things fun, fishing and AFCO. We heard yesterday those great reports from Cedros about the swimmer. We're going to be talking AFCO lures and a whole lot more fun. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels or big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup.
It was a very fun day yesterday talking about how good that fishing had been. Just knowing all of the everything up and down the beach, sea bass biting, calico bass biting, tunas biting. I checked in with the boys landing this morning, and you know they said last night was a really good hit. You know, we heard Captain Frank Capresti yesterday saying the evening before the guys got on very good tuna. He said Aliar was slightly freaking out. We hooked a bunch of them, we couldn't land them. They were all big ones. Like everybody had gotten a little bit used to the 40 to 100 pounders that have been biting, of which that speed jigging tackle is excellent for.
Ideal.
But
until
last night, like all those fish that those guys got on were all giants, and you know they had multiple fish over 200 pounds, and
wow.
That's starting to get a little bit big on that lighter rod, single speed reel. You know, you're like in the driver's seat on those 40 to 100 pounders, but boy, sure be nice to have your rail rod and low gear when you hook one of those 200 pounders. But that was the night before. It sounded like last night was just epic fishing, and I know the Pegasus had like 60 of them last night or something crazy. It was just awesome. Just
amazing.
great fishing. And hearing all the coastal fishing, like this is just, like you say, Corey, it's good times.
It's as good as it gets.
Yeah,
man.
No doubt. And we're certainly stoked to have Robbie in with us this morning again from AFCO. I know the Rick forgot to turn the mic on a little bit this morning, so we missed the quickest intro, but Robbie's here, stoked to have you, and this is not an easy time to pry you away. Such busy, like, we're in the heat of season and busy in AFCO, and you guys have so much going on. ICAST coming up, I know, is always such a big deal for AFCO, so we're really stoked we were able to peel you away for a couple hours to hang out and talk fishing with us this morning.
Yeah, man, it's always a great time to be on the show, and it's kind of like my annual thing. I think I've been doing this for probably 15 years now. I try to get in right before I pass to talk about all the new latest and greatest stuff that's going on and get to catch up with you guys and talk a little fishing. Great time.
You have worn several different hats, but always here this time pre-ICAST, and every one of those, you know, back in all your Shimano days, ICAST was a huge deal, and at AFCO, like, AFCO just, like, has a spot on the podium of the, you know, ICAST new introductions, probably, like, it just seems like year after year, you know, the innovation is such that you and the team of guys you work with and everybody in that AFCO family is always pushing the envelope on cool stuff. And is this going to be another year of cool new releases? I know it's always tough to hear about them, but is there cool stuff on the horizon?
Yeah, always. You know, I mean, that's kind of what we do.
Yeah.
We're always pushing the envelope, trying to make, you know, better tackle, better, you know, performance wear, better everything. And, you know, we just set out year over year to accomplish that, and we seem to pull it off year over year. And but the big thing is just getting to ICAST and getting our new products in front of the customers, you know, for the first time. And a lot of the marketing guys that are there, they get to see it for the first time and really getting that true feedback from, you know, the outside. Because obviously we're looking at it, it's awesome.
Yeah, right.
But
you've got your blood, sweat, and tears into it.
We're a little biased, you know. Yeah. And, you know, so the outside guys come in and then you start winning some awards and all that. It's just fantastic. So looking forward to it for sure.
I was going to say, a lot of the consumers have no idea about ICAST. And it's, imagine Fred Hall back in the day and like five times the size. Like, it is enormous. It's one end of the building and the other might be seriously a half mile.
Like, yeah. And for like huge tackle junkies like ourselves, you know,
it's so
you would think it would be like, God, I got to go to another show, you know, but year over year, I still look forward to it because I want to go see tackle.
Yeah.
Regardless of, obviously, like the stuff that I built, I want to promote that and show that. But, you know, I'm a tackle guy. I want to go.
Everything's
there. Yeah, everything's there. Everything is there.
That's so
it's
cool.
Just so much fun.
And it's only for the buyers. It's for the shops, for the major brand shops. And the Shimano's and the AFCO booths are literally, I mean, how much larger is your booth there versus PCS?
Oh, it's huge.
10 times.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
And that's the way it kind of lays out. And that's where all the new stuff is displayed.
Yes, yeah. I mean, I think we've got like a 30 by 60 or something like that at ICAST. So it's a
monster.
And it's different. You're not set up to sell things. You're set up to show the wares and all the good stuff. And AFCO, boy, I mean, talk about all of the things that AFCO now encompasses, you know, in the old days of making a roller guide and then, you know, the lesser but still old days of an MO1 fishing short to now, I mean, all of, like, the high-end clothing, the freshwater market, and then it's been so great having you there, all of the advancements in lures and tackles and everyday stuff that we use, fluorocarbon, like, AFCO, the umbrella just seems to get wider and wider, and you guys always make such good, you make such good stuff. Like, it's the stuff that's from our market, you can tell, it just comes from guys like yourself and the AFCO team that live and work and fish here. Like, it's all right.
Yeah, and that's something that we strive to do is just to make sure when we're bringing something to market, it's legit, right? I mean, to your point, Ricky, you know, roller guides and unibuts, they just don't fail. And that's
ever
what consumers look at. Everything we do is, you know, those were the benchmarks. So now we've set the bar incredibly high. So everything has got to be that high.
The next step,
right? So everything's got to pass, you know, multiple rounds of QC and just – it just goes on and on, but we want to make sure that when we're bringing products to the market, it's here to stay and it's there's no failure.
Not being nearly like Robbie, but being, you know, one step on the inside via the tackle store, and some of my best friends work up there, and it happens very rarely. It's not worth highlighting, but one of the things that impresses me a ton is the very rare but few things that didn't work. Like, and the reason I say that is, like, the amount of money that AFCO puts into making sure something is perfect is huge. And there have been very few, but a thing or two along the way that all of this time and all this effort and thinking, like, okay, this is going to be right. This is going to be the right thing. And just for whatever reason, it's not. Like, if it's not perfect, it does not come. It does not come to the market. You
correct.
Know, like, and it just doesn't. And if you spent $1 million in tooling and research and development and all these things, but it's not just right, it just doesn't get to wear an APCO badge and it goes away.
Yep, absolutely.
And that's just, and that, like, again, like, you're measured on failure sometimes better than success. Like, there's so many successes, but you just, nothing makes it out that's not tested, and you just know it's an APCO thing. I love being a tackle junkie like myself. Like, I love all of the APCO lures that you make because the hardware is legit. And in this day and age, all we do in the tackle store is, you know, and I hate it. You sell somebody something, and the first thing we have to do is take it apart and take the rings off and put new hooks on it, put a better lead, whatever it is. It's not that way with anything that comes out of the
app. But Rick, the worst part for a customer is they spend, $25 on a lure, and then they have to turn around and spend another $15 to $20 just the hooks and hardware to re-rig it.
Totally.
And, dude, hats off to you. We had a listener mention yesterday, the swimmer.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, it's kind of for the lack of getting it across radio and describing it. It's got that killer swimming action coming from, like, the reminiscent of, like, a, for the lack of a better term, a wax wing.
Yes.
Like,
yep.
But it doesn't have the fins to get screwed up, and it doesn't have, it just, like, how does it swim? Like,
it's Waxwing's older brother that doesn't fail. And that's no knock at Waxwing. We've all used it.
No, they work.
But, like, you take all the things that can and do go away with that one, and
yeah, it's more bulletproof,
there
right?
You go.
It's,
that's the perfect there
it is. And I remember when we first got the prototypes, we were working on that lure, and I get it, and I look at it, and I'm like, this thing's going to be awful.
Yeah, like, oh, we missed.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I'm glad to hear that. I don't the exact same.
Yeah, there's no way. And I tied it on, and I threw it, and I started winding on it. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
You got to be kidding
like,
me.
How does this actually
how does this shape
swim
make
like
this
that?
Motion?
Right.
Because it doesn't have the design of the fins and the
like
grab in the
water. Like a iron with the flat
yeah.
side
so
and
right.
the edges. And like,
yeah.
Right? It's just
it just doesn't look like it's going to, but it does.
It does. And it just flat out catches.
And it's brainless, which is all good
yes.
for Rock Cod Rick. It's chuck and wind and then wait for one to try to take it out of your hands.
Yep.
And that's it.
Yep.
And that's what Rick needs. I like no cadence, no specialty. Don't need specialized gear to cast it. It's nice and heavy. You can bomb the thing a mile, chuck it, wind it. Catch a big one.
And better yet, like we mentioned, you're buying it off the rack.
Yes.
And it comes with 4X hooks.
Yes.
And 4X
split rings.
Split rings.
Yes.
Like done.
Yeah.
Like
right out of the package, yeah. ready to roll. So whatever the ocean's going to throw at you.
So when you, as a customer, I mean, I've seen it. Like you see them on the rack and compared to the $25 lure and you've got the swimmer, it's a couple dollars more. But you're not spending $12 more to rig it.
Right.
We see it in the shop all the time. Yeah, the price tag between one might be more. By the time you're done, it is cheaper. And
it's
less.
I
can assure you,
yeah.
we do it every single day of our life. Like, by the time you're done putting appropriate hardware on things, those APCO lures are all lesser expensive.
Yeah.
We do it every day. And it's not just the lures, too. Like, I've been such a fan of all of the little Robbie influences that have come. Things like as simple as bait nets and gaffs. And all of the things, like, there's been a lot of very cool redesigns of APCO classics that all have little updated things, and you guys are just crushing. We love it.
Yeah, and I've got a whole bunch coming out of ICAST
all
that
right.
we're going to share here today. And speaking of gaffs, we do have a brand new one that we're introducing at ICAST. And
new on top of the new fiberglass one that's...
Yes, yeah. So
all
we
right.
did one in carbon fiber. So it's full carbon fiber. It's an 8-foot gaff with a 3-inch hook. It's just super slick. I mean,
cool.
it, all the details in it, the grip configuration, but it's an 8-footer with a 3-inch hook and it weighs less than a pound.
Come on.
So now less than a pound.
Less than a pound. It has the same durability as the fiberglass gaff.
So now you can reach outstretched with a full 8-footer and a hook on the end with one hand.
Exactly.
And like, cause that's the thing. Like you get a gaff that is strong enough to last the test of the time. Insert APCO aluminum gaff number one, but they're heavy. It's a metal. It's all things. So, you know, you have to have better control, and it's easy. Like, now you've got something that you can swing with one hand, make your shot, be outstretched.
Yeah.
Huge.
We call it the whip gaff, and it's something that in Florida, like a deckhand or a mate that runs these boats, they have their own gaff, and it travels with them
from
all the boats.
No, really?
Yeah, they're all custom, so we kind of checked out those guys.
Okay.
You know, asked those guys a bunch of questions, what makes it good, what makes it bad, and, you know, flexibility, hook size, weight, obviously.
Yeah.
And so we did a big study on that, and the new whip gaff popped out, and we're stoked.
That's awesome.
How crazy.
Yeah. I mean, and little things, too, that you just don't think of that we sell a ton of love of. Bait shakers, bait knives, transfer scoops. That's like the coolest thing you make. If you have a boat and you've got a little receiver that you deal with, like we have this problem all the time.
Your bait
scoop is too small to deal with trying to get bait out of your receiver. Your big scoop is too big to fit or takes too much. APCO makes this perfect long-handled but skinny head but deep that fits in your scoop to unload bait. It's like little niche problems that you didn't know existed, and then you see the APCO fix for it. You're like, oh, my God, like where has this thing been? It's a perfect scoop for loading and moving bait around. It's like it's what it's for. It's
how crazy.
Yeah, deck tanks or, you know, if you got your bait pin, that was always the big problem
exactly.
for me was, like, you know, the bait receiver. You know, you unscrew the lid and you got your net, you're down on your knees and you're digging and you're scooping. I thought, well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Right, let's make something that you can just stand up proper and just scoop what you need and go.
And get the job done in one-tenth the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We have one hanging on the rack at the shop, and people will look at that thing and be like, that's a funky net size.
Yeah.
And then you tell exactly what it's for, and anybody that has a boat in the water that's got their little bait receiver tied up to it, like...
gets it instantly.
The light bulb goes off, like, oh, that's it, I'm taking it. Walks right up to the counter. I mean, they're awesome. Like, again, it's a niche thing, but if you have that thing, it is gold.
Yeah, private boater. It should be on every private
boater. Yeah, totally. It's great.
And there's nothing worse than having the net that's too small, and you're beating the bait up and, like, just trying to deal with it proper and beating them up and or doing it the other way, from the pin and beating them up, and having to dry them up a little bit too much. And
as you know, too big is the same problem. You know, you don't want too much. You don't want too much fish in the sack. You don't want to. You don't want to have your landing net scooping all your mackerels out of there and trying to put 40 baits at a time.
Right.
Like, it's just like everything APCO does. It's all just right.
Yeah, amazing.
It's exciting. Anything new in the fish care world? That's something that you guys kind of revolutionized. And is that riding? You know, I mean, and that has gone from all the things, those pads to throw in your Ziploc or your backpack bag, life-changing, to the Ikijime wires, to knives and all the fish care. Anything new on that front?
Yeah, nothing new for this year. I do have a couple of prototypes that are actually behind San Clemente Island right now.
Ooh,
being tested over the weekend. So you'll see those next year on this show. We'll be talking about those items.
Okay.
But as it stands now, just continuing to promote, you know, the fish care management, you know, the proper way to take care of your catch and to make sure you get the best, you know, possible tasting, longest lasting fish that you can have. And that's just been an absolute treat, though. You know, just continuing to hear guys at all the shows that have heard the story, that thought it was, you know, hocus pocus, and then they do it, and then they come to me, and they're like, man, you're right. Like, it's so much better. It lasts longer. The taste is better. And, you know, not having to kill as much because my fish lasts longer.
Totally.
Just the whole thing has just been awesome.
APCO has always done such an amazing job of being, like, at the forefront in our industry for caring about conservation, while also walking the line, like, we're fishermen. You know, like, conservation doesn't mean that we don't like to go out and enjoy the harvest of what we do, like, but in that APCO fashion, it's like maximizing exactly what it is. It's not waste. It's like taking extreme care of what is appropriate. Like, I just love it. I like the whole story. Like, you guys, of course, were the ones that took the fish care part of things to the next level on a commercial level for us.
That you're touching a nerve there in a good way, Rick. Like, that is something that our industry has lifted up and embraced, and
it's getting bigger, like, year over year. Obviously, I can see it in my sales. They continue to grow year over year, which means more and more people are getting on board, because literally once you buy the kit, it doesn't break. It doesn't go bad.
Yeah, right.
So all of the sales that we get, that's all new
people. That's a good point, yeah. Yeah, it's not guys rebuying.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah. You know, they just, the product just doesn't break.
And possibly people that care and understand that are sharing that product with their fishing buddies.
Yeah, and it's a grassroots thing. I mean, because it's foreign, right? It's different than what we've grown up doing, right? I mean, back in the early days when we all first started fishing, like, your fish went into a gunny sack that hung from the bait
yeah.
tank.
Unbelievable.
And it was lucky to get squirted with water
totally.
Twice a
yeah.
day.
That so was now, the RSW. It was a hose
exactly.
hit it once in a while.
Yeah, right? So now every legit boat on the coast now has, you know, full RSWs. All the deckhands have spikes.
The half-day boat.
Yeah, all of them. I mean,
right.
It's absolutely amazing. So it's great to see that, totally. You know, we're all kind of getting on board with this. Now it's getting, you know, the private boat guy, and that's where my product's obviously being sold to, is the private boater, and just making sure that they're taking care of their catch like they should. Yeah. I mean, the fish deserve it.
Which is awesome, because it's not about killing 50 fish. It's about having 5 fish that are
done the right way,
extremely well taken care of.
Yeah, and the thing that Robbie, you know, showed me and the part that I almost like about the boat, sure, texture, taste, all those things, they are better for sure. What's crazy is the shelf life that your fish lasts before it needs to be frozen. You know what I mean? Like you have a finite window of a fresh piece of fish to get to enjoy it, but properly taken care of with the full... That full Ikijime system, you know, the wire, the bleeding, the proper icing, the shelf life becomes so much longer before that fish needs to be utilized. Like, you know, where before your fillet lasted in the fridge for a day, maybe 2 days, now you can have a week. And I'm just, like, living that life now. Two little kids, like, our dinner plans changed all the time. Like, oh, we're going to grill a great fish dinner tonight. Like, oh, that's not happening. It's microwave mac and cheese now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that happens all the time. Like, that's got to get put off till tomorrow. Like, taking care of your fish, like, it allows that window to happen that did not happen before.
And sashimi. Like, we all enjoy a bluefin or,
yes.
you know, that kind of style sashimi, and the wire in the fish and bleeding and taking care of it, icing it right with AFCO style.
Yeah,
is
the difference.
It is, and a lot of people don't understand, and I know you guys do, that the art of sushi is aging the fish. It's
right.
not the freshest, you know, straight out of the
yeah,
water
right.
and let's enjoy some sashimi. That's kind of the Caucasian way of, I mean,
yeah.
I'm Caucasian, so...
Yeah. Oh, but it's definitely the way it's processed. I mean,
right.
we've all gone to, you know, a legit Japanese sushi bar, and you've had yellowtail.
Yeah.
Why does that yellowtail taste better
yeah.
than the one I just caught on the, you know, the RP or the Star or whatever?
Yeah.
And it's just not as good. It's the same
right.
fish. Well, it's how it's processed.
Yeah.
It
and,
is.
And aged and all that other good stuff.
Yeah.
And that's it.
But
yeah,
you can't age it 2 days if you don't take care of it.
No,
the point of cast.
Exactly.
It'll have so much bacteria yeah. built up and everything else on it, you'd probably get sick.
It's when it comes over the rail that ticker starts, you know.
We've got so much to cover.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's just going to be a great day. Pumped to have Robbie in here. And, again, not only the tackle guru, but just such an accomplished fisherman from inshore to offshore, all this great tuna and marlin. Robbie is like my guy that I call when I have tackle questions at the shop, and we're just stoked to get to hang out for a couple hours and talk fishing and talk all this great stuff coming from Africa.
I know, we've got a fun 2 hours ahead of us, and if you want to join us, we have 2 hours this morning with 97.3 The Fan with Jeff in studio waiting for your call, and that number, I'm going to give it to you, is 833-288-0973. I'd love to have you be a part of the show, or you can just text us. You got a message, a comment, or a question for Robbie from APCO, you can do that via the app, and the text is super easy. It says text the show right there. Just do make sure you do leave your name and telephone number or a way to get a hold of you.
Yep.
Dude, we're giving away a $250 package from APCO, which includes the cyclofluorocarbon, the Blue Fever jigs, and just a killer package,
wow.
Robbie's spot.
Thanks, Robbie. That's awesome.
Yep.
Man.
I know.
How about
cool.
that?
So I'll give you the number again, 833-288-0973, or text us via the app. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup, not only on 97.3 The Fan, but on YouTube, Facebook Live, and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel, great service, and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for
only 89 cents. And even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches. Made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash. And for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surgis Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SearchersSportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SearchersSportFishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Power your boat with Norse Lithium, the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Our batteries deliver unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power, packed with cutting-edge technology like Deep Sleep to eliminate phantom draw. Built with rugged BCI-compliant cases, they're designed to handle the toughest conditions on the water. Stay in control with the Norsk Guardian app. Monitor performance, track battery health, and unlock advanced features right from your phone. Charge with confidence using EvoTech onboard and DC-to-DC chargers for fast, efficient, and hassle-free power management. Designed for maximum compatibility, these chargers keep your entire system running at peak performance, so you're always ready for the next trip. With a 10-plus 2-year non-prorated warranty, you can trust your batteries to perform for years to come. Our industry-leading warranty ensures you get the most out of your investment. With dedicated customer support if you ever need it, upgrade your marine power today. Set up your custom system at NorseLithium.com or visit Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood. Norse Lithium. No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
It's employee pricing, and it's happening now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. That's right, employee pricing across a full lineup for trucks and SUVs. A lineup featuring California's number one truck brand and Ford F-Series, America's all-time best-selling SUV and Ford Explorer, the iconic Ford Bronco, and more. No automaker employs more hourly workers or assembles more vehicles here in America than Ford Motor Company. And that's a commitment your San Diego County Ford dealers share by offering employee pricing to you. It's only for a limited time. Exclusions apply. Hurry to your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. And Rick, so stoked to have Robbie Gampton here from APCO in the world headquarters and just sharing all the new stuff the current stuff. And seriously, man, everything that comes from APCO is so cool. And shorts I wear every single day of my life.
You're flying
seriously?
The flag today.
Dude, I always. Come
yeah,
on, Rick.
No doubt.
And we're giving away a $250 package from APCO, and that which includes some of the cyclofluorocarbon and the Blue Fever jigs and just all some cool stuff.
I even brought a binder, one of the new APCO binders, to throw it all in.
Ooh, so
a binder.
Like a little binder bag to, you know, kind of sweeten the pot a little bit.
I love it.
So like Ziploc bags that are...
A little nicer than Ziploc bags.
heavy-duty bags that you can put stuff in.
Yep.
An APCO version of it.
Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
So cool.
So this time of year, everything is on the table, and Robbie is a guy who has fished everywhere, all the things, traveled, East Coast, West Coast, long range, local, private, but what is Robbie's fishing this time of year? Is this travel? Is this when you stay local? Is this when you're just grinding down, getting ready for APCO?
Yeah,
but you're all such a product tester. Like, what's been on the what's been the latest?
Yeah, I was fortunate enough. I got to do an overnighter Sunday for Monday this past week on the Amigo out of 22nd Street, and that was more of a. I had a couple things to test. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's the new Ikijime stuff, which is cool. I've got some tools that we're playing with, and so I got to play with those. But other than that, I mean, kind of once you get past ICAST, we kind of get into tournament mode.
Okay.
And that's where I get to do like a lot of like really good testing. Is we're on the water for multiple days at a time.
Yeah.
So like last year we're introducing this year the new belts and the new harnesses.
Oh,
and
I
so
didn't
last
know that.
Year during like the tuna tournaments and all that stuff, I was using the prototypes of that. And we're fortunate enough to catch a couple big ones last year in Hong
Kong
for hours and hours and hours. So we got, you know, thoroughly tested. It passed, you know, all the tests that we wanted it to do. And so when we bring it to market, I think kind of the cool thing is I've had personal experience of pulling on fish for hours, and it did exactly what I wanted it to do. So when we bring it to market, the consumer, I'm happy. I'm pleased with the results, so I know the consumer's going to like it.
I always get cautious because I don't want to ever sound like I'm blowing smoke, but, like, I love AFCO belts and harnesses. Again, you know, the tackle store all the time, it's what we sell, and I think about it the same way that I think about your old job, you know, Shimano, like, when Talica just reintroduced, like, well, how the hell do you make a Talica better? Like, how do you make the belt and harness program better? Like, everything you guys did was dialed. The fasteners were nice. They were light compared to the other ones. They were more comfortable than the others. Like, how do you improve upon perfect?
Yeah, so, you know, obviously we kept the perfection and, you know, kept those parts alone, but it's like the cushion on the back pad, that could be a little bit softer.
Okay.
Right on the Vallarta belt, if you're not an experienced stand-up guy, when you are walking the fish down the side of a boat, the belt has a tendency to slip off your thigh.
Oh, okay.
For people that know how to do it, it never, ever, ever happens.
Right.
But, you know, we've got all of our, you know, charter boat captains in Florida and Texas. They all stand up fish, and they have their customers that, you know, they're from Kentucky and they're on their vacation, so they don't really know how to fish. So you throw them in these harnesses. So long story short, we put like these lobes on the inside of the back of the harness, so that it keeps the belt from sliding.
Oh,
so when the guy's doing the walk, the belt will no longer slide off. And then the other thing we were studying was just like the gimbal pin placement, just kind of playing around. We realized if that gimbal pin was like an inch further back and a half an inch further down, you get a better zero, like center of gravity, and it was just easier on your body. So it's like little tiny details.
But those little tiny details are what lead to extreme comfort. Like,
oh, absolutely. Right. Even with the harnesses, like our harnesses were awesome. You know, but when you're in a harness for 3, 5, 7, 9 hours, you know, on some of these, catches,
like,
you get hot spots, right? Okay. There's parts of your body that start to hurt. And it's like, all right, well, how do we eliminate those areas? So, all right, so let's put different padding here. Let's move this up an inch. Let's move that down half an inch. Let's track the straps and move, you know, so you're kind of just reconfiguring and just trying to make it more comfortable.
Yeah.
So when you're doing that 9 hour, 8 hour, 7 hour battle, it's as comfortable as it can be.
Totally. Robbie, speak to this before we dive into the phones, which we need to do, and I won't. I won't monopolize all the time. I have a bad habit of doing that. The phones are packed solid, the text. But speak to harnesses a little bit, because, and the reason you're the perfect guy to ask, you fish long range. You do long trips on the Royal Polaris all the time. You fished on all the long range boats. You've been on both sides of it. You know, the tendency of our SoCal sport boat fishing has all gone to rail rod. A lot of it because of mobility, ease for the, I mean, it's easy for the angler, leverage when they get that right, but a lot of it has been mobility things, and AFCO harnesses are very easy to move around in. It's not like the old days where you're wearing this big diaper thing and you're locked in and it was hard to get a guy in and out of his rod. Is the harness being over, like, are there guys that are big fish fishing that are overlooking a really good tool for pulling on fish, or is it strictly a private boat thing? And I ask you because you do both.
Yeah, and it really boils down to the rod.
Yeah.
Right? If you can get into a harness, and if you've got a rail rod, you're done.
You're not going to be
comfortable. That rod is designed to go on a rail, right? Just the leverage of that and how it bends works to be set on a rail and just straight grind. Right, so the rod's got to be a little bit more parabolic. But if you take that out of the equation, absolutely. You know, I think the angler today is more concerned about getting the fish to the boat as fast as possible versus enjoying the catch itself, the fight itself. And, you know,
that's so true.
In the second that rod, you know, hits the rail or somebody touches that rod, it's no longer IGFA legal. We're a very IGFA-oriented company, so we want to make sure that we're continuing to, you know, promote, you know, and I call it just a proper way of fishing, which is, you know, stand-up style of fishing. It's what men do. You know, don't put it on the rail, get in a harness and a belt and pull.
There it is. There it is. Well, like I said, I could steal all of the questions this whole show, but the phones, Corey, are absolutely packed solid. Why don't we jump into them?
Let's do that. How about Hills? Hills calling from Ventura. Good morning, Hills.
Hills, thanks for getting us started this morning.
Wow, awesome. Good morning, you guys. Hey, it sounded like Tim Ekstrom and Duke, they could use some of your new gaffs because they said they lost like 15 gaffs already, and that's probably some Calcutta gaffs or something. But I wanted to ask Robbie, is it true that a portion of each sale is going towards fish and ocean conservation and stuff like that?
Yes, that's 100% true, and that's something that AFCO probably doesn't promote a ton. We
you
talk
don't give
about
yourselves
it.
Nearly the credit that
yeah,
exactly
so 10% of the company's profits go back to the fisheries, conservation, sustainability. That's just something that has been handed down from generation to generation at with the Shedd family, and it will continue to go that way. As a matter of fact, right now as we speak, Bill Shedd, Casey Shedd is with Dave Elm, who also works it out there on the backside of Catalina catching broodstock white sea bass.
I love this.
Right?
That's
and
so rad.
That's, all part of what we do.
Yeah.
It's protecting the fish and making it better for everybody.
And no one walks the walk like they talk the talk like AFCO does. It's not just you guys showing that with your pocketbook in doing a minimum of 10%, like sometimes far greater, but also all of the time that everybody in that organization puts in. The amount of time and positions that yourself has held with CCA, the amount of effort that Bill Shedd has put into really one of the forefronts of bringing CCA to California and having it be our institution that covers us as fishermen. You guys just do it right.
Yeah, and even like Casey, he's on the board for ASA, right? And Bill is the chairman or has been the chairman for every fishing association the planet's ever had.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
He's done a ton. And even with myself, I, help out with CCA with the South L.A. chapter president, and I help with the Anthony Shea dinner event and basically wherever they need us. And that's kind of goes through our, a couple other people within the organization.
Yeah.
Everybody at AFCO is there to help the fishery.
That's so cool.
AFCO's
right?
Such a great example too, because it's these are like the busiest guys that I know, and it's so easy to say I don't have time to do that. Anybody that works for AFCO that has the design and work and background schedule like these, but also all of them carve out the time to do it. Yeah,
awesome.
It's a pretty awesome industry standard to follow for
and
sure.
Something I wanted to mention too, having Wayne on here yesterday and Wayne Cotto talking about the record number of returns that are coming back to being related to the releases of the white sea bass. It's all coming to fruition. It's all coming together and the money that AFCO puts into that, it's just hats off.
Yeah,
it's
amazing. And the proof is there, right? Yeah. It's working, and people see it, and it's just great.
But we knew the proof, and we knew it was there, but now with the data, it's being proven.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah. Yep.
Totally. Pretty good stuff. Hey, had a fun text from John in Rancho San Diego. Says, great show, guys. Really stoked to hear Robbie, who I had a chance to fish with on the Royal Polaris many years ago. Robbie, can you tell us about any of the new innovations of tackle that you're particularly excited to be launching within the next couple of years? Anything on the horizon? I know you can't be super specific, but we can't wait and wondering what we have to look forward to.
I mean, from a fishing side, I think I talked about it. The new belts and the new harnesses.
Yeah, that's exciting.
It's so good.
Okay.
It's so good.
Awesome.
I can't really put any more words into it other than it's so much better than what it was. And what it was before was great.
Yeah, I can't wait to
see
this.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Cool. Awesome news. And the gas down, really exciting. You got good stuff coming up, John. That's for sure.
That's exciting.
Yeah, why don't we jump into the phones, Corey?
Let's do that. How about Jim? Jim Cohn from National City. Good morning, Jim. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Cook Up.
Hey, good morning, guys. Well, you guys took my thunder away talking about AFCO and all the great – well, that show yesterday with Wayne there, it's so good to know that he's still in our corner. And listening to that show yesterday, I couldn't believe how on top, even though Wayne's retired, he's still on top of all the issues. What a great man to have in our corner. But AFCO – You guys talked about the great things that they do for Friends of Rollo and the CCA, and that was kind of my deal, was I was going to talk about, I wanted to thank APCO and everything they do for the fishing industry. I mean, as far as tackle, shorts, shoes, but I mean what they contribute to the CCA and the Friends of Rollo. So, Robbie, thank you and your company, and keep up the good work. Thank you.
How about that? Appreciate it. Yeah, that's something that we, you know, kind of pride ourselves on too, is just always making sure that we're taking care of the people that take care of the industry. You know, so we're big proponents of all the different clubs, you know, so I get hit up all the time. Every fishing club out there has some sort of a banquet or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, as long as they're supporting that club, supporting CCA or, you know, IGFA or AS, whatever it might be, like, then we, you know, we help them out, and
that's awesome.
And it just gets more people on board.
Yep. No
that's
doubt
so
about
cool.
It.
Hey, we're going to be right back. Now we've got fish reports, your calls and texts and more when we return on not only 97.3 The Fan, but YouTube, Facebook Live, and that Let's Talk Hook About.
45 years. That's how long we've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover the joy of sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Fastlane Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Lane whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. You see, the Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie fishing kayak store they are today, working with their two sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at Fine Tackle Dealer.
Pelagic is bringing back the California Tuna Challenge. Get ready for the most exciting tournament to hit the West Coast on August 22nd and 23rd. It's about the fun, it's about the tuna, and it's about your chance to cash in on big prizes. An affordable $500 entry fee per team gets you in. This fun two-day format is open to all Southern California anglers with three official weigh stations in San Diego, Newport, and Catalina. Optional jackpots and side bets up to $41,000 all in will raise the stakes for huge cash payouts, including options for Yellowtail and Dorado. The big tuna are here. Win some major cash and bragging rights in the ultimate California offshore showdown. Registration is now open. Go to pelagictournaments.com for additional information, rules, and to register for this great fishing event. The Pelagic California Tuna Challenge, August 22nd and 23rd. Just $500 gets your team a shot at the ultimate California tuna bragging rights. Check pelagictournaments.com.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And so stoked to have Robbie in here and giving away a $250 APCO package, man. It includes the Cycle Fluorocarbon, Blue Fever jigs, and more. So if you want to join us, we'd love for you to do so. 833. I think there's lines. Oh, lines are full, but here's the number, 833-288-0973. Or you can text us via the app, and that's a good way to do it, too.
You teased us that the catch report was coming up, and yeah. I've been so excited to see the dude that's on the line right now, because
exactly.
I know there was some, with this weather, with good bait on the beach, with good conditions, how well things have been building up at Dana. Like, I can't wait for the report today. Today's going to be a fun one.
It is for sure. We've got Wooly from Dana World Sport Fishing on Hold. It's brought to us by Gamakatsu. And if you like to fish for tuna, if you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, you're missing the bite. The Nautilus circle hooks come in sizes as small as a number 4 all the way up to a 6-aught. And for big fish, the Nautilus HD is tough enough but not oversized. Both come with a ring or no ring. You can see your local dealer or check gamakatsu.com. And good morning, Wooly.
Hey, what's up, Wooly?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, good morning. What's up, Robbie?
What's happening, bud?
Man,
just a solid week.
It sure looked like it. You had talked about last week how well the conditions were shaping up and how good last week's fishing was. And then, man, seeing the social media, it looked like it was just a fun, fun week to go fishing out of Dana World Sport Fishing.
It was like we had like all, it was hitting everywhere. Like, along the beach here, like the bass fishing is still just, it's amazingly good. The water temps hovered 70 to 71 degrees. So you can instantly think, you know, that bass is going to be in play. So that warmer water had those calico bass fired up everywhere, whether it's a small, tiny rock right out in front of Dana Point or a big area of hard bottom below it, that stuff was on it. So the guys fishing the lighter line, 12 to 15 pound line that had an assortment of sliding egg sinkers and number 2 hooks, did plenty well catching the bass over that stuff. Swim baits, hard jerk baits, surface iron, everything was catching bass this week. And there was, you know, it wasn't like slouchy, just, you know, barely legal fish. There's plenty of real nice quality calico bass, both being taken home by the anglers and plenty of it going back over the side too. So it's not just the full, you know, free for all of everyone catching this stuff while it's all fired up. Lots of fish going back over the side. The sand bass action is still really good. A day or two, we fished up the coast in the mud up there off Huntington, where that stuff's been biting really well. Flurries of like 7 to 10 sand bass at a time. Real nice quality on that fish up there. You know, we maybe measured 20 fish total, you know, fishing up that way. So it's all real nice, solid fish. Reverse dropper loops, rubber lures fished on like an 1.5-ounce lead head. Corey, I'll tell you, you're a natural colored, swim bait 5-inch on an 1.5-ounce boxer head up there was deadly on that sand bass this week. That stuff was getting chewed up there.
Sounds like
and then
fun.
still plenty of halibut too in our counts. Areas below San Mateo Point from there down through like San Onofre inside of like 8 fathom has been the hot zone. The Dana Pride yesterday, you know, just yesterday he had 2 half days. He had 8 halibut, you know, kind of scattered through his trips, keeper fish, and he went through a ton of undersized fish to catch those 8. So that stuff's definitely in play. Over at Clemente, the Fury, just solid calico bass fishing as well in the kelp. Outside the kelp a bit, the Bonito was biting really good. And guys that wanted to fish the sinker setups, no problem on the sheephead whitefish, rockfish along the edges. The yellowtail action at the island was good midweek. Christian was over there on the Lexi. He had a real nice set of fish. I think he ended his day with 17 fish for 3 anglers. And that stuff went like 7-8 pounds to close to 20 pounds. So a little stretch in size there. The Fury got in on a little bit of that too on their overnight trips, that same day as well. And then, you know, just things are hitting here along the beach for our bass derby. We currently have a 6.5-pound sand bass is the leader fish.
Nice.
But there was a guy that caught one over 10 pounds that wasn't entered.
No way.
10 pound sand bass?
Nice solid sand bass, you know, those things group up out in the mud. You never know the size of the sand bass that you're gonna get a hook into there. So that dude wasn't entered. So guys, let me tell you, $5 when you book online or when you check in the office on any half or 3/4 day trip. And you guys are just talking about CCA, all the proceeds from this derby go to CCA Cal. You know, Dana Worth's not keeping it. We've got our sponsors that have donated killer prizes to give to the anglers. You know, we're not buying prizes with the money to give out. That money goes directly back to CCA. So not only you have a chance to win some really cool stuff from our sponsors, but, you know, the benefit at the end is that it goes to CCA. So solid week, you know, 70, 71 degree temp, current, clean water, beautiful. Our bait this week, Corey, you're going to love this. Cougar came in with a nice full load of firecracker sardine, like 4-5-inch sardine, like primo bass bait. And you know that cougar, that boat hauls bait like no other. So phenomenal bait. We're ready to go for another fun week. And if you guys want to come out with us, you have to make a reservation. So give us a call here, 949 496-5794. Or if you want to do it the easy way, you can click on the Let's Talk Hookup page there and click on our banner ad and book online from there.
Super easy, awesome, man. Right? Gosh, 71 degree water, down and in current, clean. Bass are biting, firecracker sardine. What else do you need?
William,
I'm telling you,
that is one hell of a report, buddy. We sure appreciate it very much. One more time, give us the lowdown if somebody wants to come fishing with you.
Cool. You can hit us at 949-496-5794 or danawharf.com. I'll take you right there.
Great job, buddy. Appreciate that report very much, and we'll look forward to another great one here next week.
All right, guys. Have a great week. Robbie, see you, bro. Have a good one.
See you, bud.
That's awesome.
10-pound sand bass?
I know, right?
Like, a legit 10-pound sand bass looks like a 13-pound grumpy, man.
Yeah.
That's a giant. Big,
yeah.
Giant.
That fish is eating grumpy. He's eating a lot of squids and a lot of anchovies in his day.
ocean's healthy, man.
That's cool.
We're in an awesome cycle. I mean, from the bluefin to the calicos. Like he said, all the fish are of great quality. I mean, it's... We're in such
sea bass
a cycle.
Fight this year,
dude.
I mean, ridiculous.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's a beautiful time to just whether you're up in the Northern Islands or you're down here or going to Cedros. Are you kidding
what
me?
It's about man. Yeah, no doubt about it. Very cool. Well, let's jump into the phones while we're waiting for our surf guru to get linked up.
Let's do that. How about Bruce? Bruce calling from Lemon Grove. Good morning, Bruce.
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Robbie. First of all, AFCO shirts are the best. That's all I wear. All I own. Out fishing, they're the best things.
Thank you.
Have you guys really ever got into sunglasses at all?
No, we haven't, and that it kind of pops up on the radar, and then it gets off the radar, and it goes back on the radar. So I wouldn't say yes, and I wouldn't say no.
Never say never?
Yeah, never say never, but, I mean, as it stands right now, we've got bigger fish to fry than to try to, you know, jump into the sunglass category. That's a pretty tough nut to crack with the giants that are currently in the sunglass business. But you never know. One of these days there may be.
Especially knowing the way you guys do it too. Like there's no level that's not the top level. So you know if AFCO's going to do it, you got to put a lot into it.
Yes,
no doubt. Well, hey, we appreciate the phone call, Bruce, very much. We got a little bonus to our catch sport today. Our good buddy Captain Ben Florentino's on the line. What's up, Benny?
Hey, morning, boys. Robbie.
Good
to hear you on the radio. Hey, I just wanted to, you know, kind of jump on Wooly's fish count there. You know, as you know, I'm the bass guy. I don't chase tuna. If they happen to get in the way, we're gonna target them. But I'm the bass guy, and I think with the CCA Star Tournament going on and the tremendous sand bass fishing along the coast. We've been fishing this stuff for 3 weeks, catching over 100 plus bass a day.
Oh, my God.
Sand bass, calico, mix, up to 8 pounds, half day trips doing 60 to 70 bass. I mean, all phenomenal fishing on the coast. We haven't seen this in like over 20 years. I did have one slow day where the morning we probably caught 30 for a half day trip.
That's crazy.
Man.
How cool.
Yeah. But I tell you one. Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. That 60-gram crossbreed in that brown sardine has been incredible, just the way it sinks out. So that on the coast, and then, of course, the swimmer at Clemente right now, that bass is up and moving. And some of that bigger yellow, which I know the big boats is hard to get into, but some of that stuff in shallow, we're talking the 20 to 30-pound stuff just off the drop-off on the front side from Per Sane all the way up to Gold Bluff, the stuff there, you just kind of have to work through it. There is a lot of little stuff like that 10 to 12, but on bass gear, you know, throwing a Blue Fever jerk or a surface iron, I mean, between the bass, you're catching these little guys. So right now the fishing for bass is all time. Again, I'm just your bass guy. I just go out and stay in my lane. But I tell you one thing, if you get a chance, get your kids out on a half-day boat, go with Willie. In fact, Willie was sitting on my port corner the other day, and it was during a lull. But that stuff in the afternoon bites really, really, really good. And if you have time to go on a twilight, jump on that, because the twilight trips are getting, quadruple limits, you know, releasing quite a bit. It's really, really fun. Fun fishing right now. So your 4-inch blue grunion, Corey, on an A-rig, Hey, catching like three or four at a time. Just so much fun. Right.
Oh, I love this. Benny. Well, got me all fired up, man.
Benny, I only say it because we're approaching our top of the hour, but is there any opportunity to go fishing with you? I know it's very busy times with Coastal Charters, but any opportunities to come fishing with you this year?
July negative. August maybe, September and October for sure. But yeah, get out there and go fishing. Take your kids fishing. And Robbie, I didn't forget about you. I just been a little busy. So I'll send that GC out to you for, I believe it's for the golf tournament coming up, correct?
Actually, it's for my barbecue in October.
Awesome.
Oh, okay. You got it. Well, I'll make sure I go ahead.
I was just going to say the CCA chapter that is doing a barbecue fundraiser.
Yeah, so I do my every year I've got to do a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. So L.A. South has always done a barbecue at the Compton Hunting and Fishing Club, so it's October 11th. And then, so I reach out to good people like Captain Benny Florentino.
Right.
Say, hey, bud, I need a gift certificate for a half-day trip. And every year Mr. Florentino comes through.
You're the man,
and
Benny.
So he's a big driver. And, so cool. Raises a lot of money at my event. And so much appreciated, Ben. And for those of you out there, if he's got openings in September and October, fishing with him, the absolute best time to go with Benny is that time. So I would book those September and October dates with Mr. Florentino there, and he'll put you on some giants.
If we wanted to do that, Benny, how do we book with you?
You can go a number of ways. You can go to Instagram at coastal_charters, and then 310-779-0397. Hey, boys, have a great show, and thanks so much for the time.
You're the best, Benny. Appreciate it very much.
Such an awesome addition to the Fish Report. Hey, we're going to be right back. More of Robbie Gant from AFCO when we return, not only on Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live, but 97.3 The Fan.
Haidakwai Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris, invites you to experience the magic of Haidakwai Islands, British Columbia, Canada. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, the breathtaking scenery, the warm community, and the truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge, just steps from the Sandspit Harbor at Haidakwai Safaris. You will be fishing in pristine, pressured waters for Chinook, King Salmon, Halibut, Lingcod, and much more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty. We pride ourselves on creating an unforgettable venture that turns first-time guests into lifetime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you will come back for the memories. We are booking now. Call us at 1-877-815-2892 or visit our website, qcsafaris.com. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Haidakwai Safaris, where adventure and friendship meet.
Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner, Chris, and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's, too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing. Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Sea Keeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokey's Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details.
I believe there is no doubt that the finest sport fishing in the world starts right here in San Diego. This is Captain Frank Lopresti. Our fleet of long-range boats and crew are unmatched, and the Royal Polaris and Shogun are right at the top of the list. Captain Jonathan Yamati and his crew aboard the Royal Polaris are considered to be the finest long-range vessel in the world. From summer bluefin, yellowtail, and wahoo to giant yellowfin tuna, our record is unmatched. The Shogun, under the direction of Captain Rene Montegudo, has become one of the most popular long-range boats in the fleet. This big, wide, solid riding vessel has gained a reputation for catching fish and treating their customers to an epic vacation on the water. I am so proud of Jonathan, Rene, and the crews on both the Royal Polaris and Shogun, as they have helped me keep the reputation of the premier vessels in the long-range fleet. Come see for yourself. Book a trip on the Royal Polaris or Shogun today. Check RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com. or ShogunSportFishing.com, or call Monica or Jen in the office at 619-226-8030.